60 seconds from your shot caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And have you guys noticed that ever since traffic volumes dropped because of the outbreak, people have been flying down the freeways?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, have I noticed or am I one of them?
Oh God. Yeah, state troopers have been reporting lately that many cars are reaching speeds well into the triple digits.
Oh my God. There was a person in the left-hand lane yesterday that was going 5 over the speed limit. And I'm like, why are they going so slow? Like, oh my God. I should slow down.
Dude, I rode in the HOV lane this morning by myself. Like, I'm essential, everybody. But nobody was on the road, so nobody even saw it.
Well, just the other week, there was a sports car driver who got busted going 192 miles an hour.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Dude,
what was he driving? Like a Toyota Tercel?
A sports car.
Oh.
It's a Prius?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, do you guys think cops get kind of excited when they see someone speeding that quickly?
Ooh, like it's a race?
Like, you know, I mean, they're so used to pulling over people that, like, drive through a stop sign or didn't use their blinker. Like, this is their moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's true. Ferrari going 200?
You're like, yeah, this is why I joined the force, to actually chase someone down like
this.
And then they're really sad because their cop car won't catch the Ferrari. Yeah. Like, dang it.
But here's the interesting thing. Cops are finding that speeders aren't just racing along the freeways and the highways. They're also putting up jaw-dropping speeds on neighborhood streets.
Oh, let me tell you about it, okay?
Well,
Don't even, okay?
Last week in a suburban neighborhood near Seattle, police busted 4 drivers that hit speeds of 71, 85, 86, and 92 miles per hour.
Whoa. I'm not crazy.
In residential areas.
That is so out of control.
There's like speed bumps.
Were
and
they
stuff.
Bank robbers?
I have no idea. But if you're going 92 in a 30, you're tripling the speed limit.
That's amazing. In
so
a bad way.
The local police sent out a tweet telling people, you know, hey, we're patrolling the area. Don't do anything dumb.
Yeah.
Did people listen?
No.
Absolutely not. Because the same day, another driver got arrested doing 75 in a 25.
75?
At 11:30 in the morning.
I'd almost be excited if I saw someone go 75. I mean, I feel like people are doing like 40, 45 on my street,
area?
And it should be 20 or 15.
So if you're going to do it, commit and go 90. That's what
I mean, I guess.
Brooke's getting excited. She's putting on her Daisy Dukes, tying her shirt up, and like waving a handkerchief out there like, woo, go boys.
Checkered flag.
So now the cops are encouraging everyone, please slow the blank down.
Just slow it, guys.
Please.
Come on, there's no one on the road anyway.
And now we're going to rev things up because it's time for your shot caller question of the day.
Yeah.
We're going to draw a name out of a bucket to figure out who puts on the shot caller. That person gets asked a trivia question. If you get it wrong, you're going to get punished by being shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592 and tell us what tune do you want to hear as we get shocked today. Brooke's drawing a name out of the bucket because she had the shot caller last. And Brooke, who'd you get?
Jose Mombad Bolaños.
Mombad? Yeah, like pregnant mom.
All right. Jose's going to put
pregnant
on.
Mom.
Jose's putting on the shot caller. While he does that, Digital Jake, please read us the shot caller question of the day.
Recently, we've learned on the show that our own Brooke Fox is a terrible driver.
Yes.
She's been scolded by police for texting while driving. She once hit a baby stroller with her car, then drove away.
Really?
That's completely real.
The mom was fine.
And maybe the worst thing is that she still has a headlight out and refuses to get it fixed.
I can't find it.
So with a rap sheet like that, she must have some good excuses for speeding. Well, a new survey came out asking people about just that. So today, Jose, I need you to name the top 3 most popular excuses people use to get out of speed. Speeding citations.
Ooh, that's good. You said 3?
Yes. Okay. And most popular.
Here's the thing. I've had, I think, 8, maybe 9 speeding tickets.
I've only had one my whole life.
Quite a
and
month.
I got it reduced.
Yeah. I have not gotten out of one.
Oh my gosh. This
the first one I ever had, I was at the hospital the night before because my best friend in high school had a brain tumor. And I broke down crying telling him about this, and they still wrote me a ticket.
Oh, wow.
They hate me.
But maybe, I mean, that's a good excuse, though, a medical, anything like, hey, someone's in the hospital, I'm on my way to the hospital.
I think it's more simple than that. I think it's just, I didn't know that I was speeding.
I didn't realize
I was going too fast.
Didn't see the sign or whatever that was.
Yeah.
I think that's a common one for sure.
Very common, yeah.
But I do think a medical excuse, like a lie.
Emergency
that you make up is one that would easily get you out of something.
But like, you gotta be careful about that one, though. If you have a medical emergency, they'll be like, oh, well, let us escort you to the hospital.
Ooh, that's true.
Do you know what I mean?
But like, that's okay. Then you just let them do it. You go into the hospital, you play it out, and then you come out a few minutes later when they're gone.
Jose's, I'm having a baby! Yeah. What about just that you were listening to fast music? I mean, that makes me drive fast.
It's not
anyone
an excuse.
Else?
No, it does make you drive fast. I don't know if that's an excuse to get out of a ticket, though.
All right. Anyway. We need to get some answers in here locked in. What do you think?
Oh, first thing is an emergency an answer, or do I have to be specific about my emergency?
Lots of things could be answers.
I think you should say bathroom. I think you had to go potty.
I think bathroom's a good one. I think a medical emergency is another, but what would the third be?
No, I think you do, I didn't know, and I think you do, like, my kids were screaming in the back seat.
Kids in the back seat? I don't have kids in my back seat, bro. Okay. Most of the time.
How about you were on the phone talking to someone, and you, I'm kidding.
No! Did I get two tickets? Do we need to hear it again, or should I just...
No, just answer.
I'm nervous. All right, I'm going to go with, I got to go to the bathroom, a medical emergency, and I wasn't paying attention.
The most common excuses people use to get out of speeding tickets are, number one, I didn't realize I was speeding. It works 32% of the time, and it's the most popular excuse we use. That was number one.
I knew it was popular. I didn't know it was that, like, it works that much.
Number three on the list, there's a medical emergency. 20% of people use that excuse.
Yes, exactly.
Or it works 20% of the time, rather. Yeah. And the last answer you gave me was, I really have to use the bathroom.
Yes.
17% of people say it works when they really have to use the bathroom. It's number four on the list. It's not in the top three.
What's the third?
Number two was, I'm late for work. It works 20% of the time, about as much as a medical emergency.
That's actually happened to me once, too. Oh, wow. Dang it.
All right, well, we only got two out of three, so you're still going to get shocked, and somebody wants you to sing Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus.
Oh, my gosh. Everybody loves a song.
I love that song, too.
Never knew it.
What?
Yeah. I've tried this before. You guys always make fun of me. So I put my hands up, they're playing my song, and the butterflies fly away.
Come on, some energy.
Nodding my head like, yeah. Moving my hips like, yeah.
I think he got more on pitch when the shot came.
Yeah, that's your shot caller question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.